Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is my dear friend Joe Jones, who's the executive director of the Center for Urban Families. In the spirit of full disclosure, I've been the chairman of the Center for Urban Families for the last 13 years, and I'm really excited to talk to Joe this morning about the lessons learned. So welcome, Joe.
Dave, thanks for having me.
So it's really these collateral issues that get in the way of people who enter the workforce, staying in the workforce, and getting ahead. Maybe talk a little bit about expungement, and we can talk about several things, but expungement's a great example of something that we probably didn't think about 5 or 10 years ago, but really does get in the way of folks getting ahead in the workforce.
Yeah, I think, you know, the way you characterize it in terms of collateral issues is, you know, an appropriate, you know, kind of moniker for the issues that we're talking about. Because once you get somebody into the labor force, that's just the beginning of the game. Life after, you know, a few paychecks start to come in really starts to hit people. And they think about the kind of barriers that prevent them from actually becoming more economically mobile. And when we connect them with employers, particularly for the ex-offender population, and they have criminal records. And sometimes a criminal record is not inclusive of convictions. It's just the fact that someone was charged with a crime. They may have gone to court, had the case dismissed, null process, or it resulted in anything but a conviction. Well, and in some cases, convictions as well. But employers can't differentiate between a non-conviction and a conviction in most instances when they look at a criminal record. So having a criminal document that has your history on it, it makes it almost impossible for the novice employer to even want to give time and attention to somebody who has, you know, a criminal record that has issues on it that they don't need to spend time trying to think through whether they're convictions or non-convictions. And it's just unconscionable that we could have people in our society who are charged with a crime but never convicted and don't have the opportunity to get that non-conviction erased from their records almost immediately so that they don't have to, on the back end, try to explain why they have an issue like that on their record when it really has no bearing on who they are as a human being and they weren't convicted of a crime.
They have a right to have it expunged.
Absolutely.
But they, in many cases, don't have the resources to make it happen. What should people do if they want to support the Center for Urban Families?
Interestingly, you know, our board is just they hold us accountable for running the organization as a business. But last year, they designed a campaign that we call our Fund for Our Future. And we got a group of silent partners who said we will put up $1.5 million as a matching gift. And so for each dollar that somebody gives to the Center for Urban Family, it gets matched one-to-one. And so if someone wants to give to the center, they can go to our website at cfuf.org. They can call the center at 410-246-1297 if they want to make a contribution. And this is the time because the investment that the board has made and others have made will allow your gift to be matched. And I think that is the way in which we try to leverage the opportunity for people to make a contribution to the center and be helpful to us and the Baltimore community as a whole.
Thank you, Joe Jones, for joining me today.
Thank you, Dave.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.